GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Our WVOMFM.com question of the day is brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Will opponents of the legislature's stripping parental rights concerning kids' immunizations succeed in their people's veto effort? A couple of deadlines ahead of which to speak with Kara Sachs of Veto 798. Kara's dialing in on the PDQ door telephone line. Kara, welcome back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. How are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on again.
Yes, it's always nice to talk to you. The main repeal law to eliminate religious and philosophical vaccination exemptions referendum is going to come up. What? Do you have enough signatures to get it on March 3rd?
We believe we do, yes. We turned in 93,000 to the Secretary of State on the 18th of September, and 78,000 of those were verified by us and the town halls of Maine. So we should hear from them by tomorrow. The Secretary of State should let us know if we will make that March ballot.
And we're also going to be interested in what will be, and we touched on this the last time you were on with us, Kara, what will the wording be of that question? Do you have any insight into that you can remind our listeners?
Yes, the Secretary of State for a People's Veto writes the question before they print the petition. So we already know what the question will be, and we will be asking Mainers to vote yes to reject the new law that repeals religious and philosophical exemptions.
Well, that's always the trouble on these referendums. Does yes mean yes, no mean no?
Right.
As I read it, do you want to reject? We don't have to go through all these three lines, but the ballot title is, do you want to reject the new law that removes religious and philosophical exemptions requiring immunization to certain. And it goes on a little bit, but that's right. The key. Do you want to reject?
Yes, it's sort of a double negative to vote yes, to reject, to remove. So the ballot questions have a bit of a reputation for being quite confusing, but we will certainly be out there spreading that message that, you know, we will be encouraging Mainers to vote yes, to reject the new law. And for us, that's really voting yes to reject Big Pharma in Maine and government overreach interfering in parents' abilities to make medical decisions for their children.
Mentioned this last time you were on, and I don't know if there's a way to, or if it would be worthy of appealing the wording, but a lot of people find reject a negative, and it does turn into, I guess, a double negative, but would it not have been better written, do you want to restore a parent's rights to,
right.
Is that worth a discussion with the Secretary of State's office?
It can't be done at this point, and we were told that we could have appealed the question. It would have delayed the process, and as it is, you have 90 days. We were already down to 79 days, so it would have been a gamble to roll the dice and try to have that conversation. But from all of the ballots that I saw for the numerous people's veto attempts that were done this summer, they all started, you know, would you want to reject the new law, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of sense at this point for us to get into both sides. There are two sides to this. Basically, the law is under 798, right? That's the LD 798?
Yes.
That seeks to make changes to the Maine revised statute. And then they underlined a lot of text. But basically, it removes the objections you talked about. What kind of objections do people have? I understand the religious, although, and we've discussed this before, there aren't any religious organizations I'm aware of that have come out and said it's against our religion.
Yes, so the new law, we already have requirements. We already require children to be vaccinated for school. But under current Maine law, which works very well, we have 95% vaccination rate across the state for children in K-12 schools. The new law removes parents' right to opt out of even one dose of one of those required vaccines. So we have religious exemptions, and there are many people who Religions allow for people to make a decision based on their sincerely held religious belief, even though they don't tell their parishioners or congregants to oppose vaccination across the board. So many religious leaders oppose the law. And we had a very compelling letter during the legislative session that was signed by about 40 religious leaders across the state. So there are aborted fetal cell lines that are used in certain vaccines and things like that, that people object to on religious grounds. And that may be, you know, just the chickenpox vaccine that you opt out of. There is also a philosophical exemption, and that's used medically by a lot of people who have very serious concerns based on, you know, a previous reaction that that child had or a sibling had to a vaccine. And so they have a philosophical or sincere personal belief that they want to exempt out of that one vaccine. So there are many reasons that parents use those exemptions that we currently have.
Two-part question for you. Talking with Kara Sachs of the Veto 798 effort, this is the one that involves with the stripping of parental rights to exempt their child from certain vaccinations for philosophical or religious reasons. Two-part question for you. Do you feel, and we touched on this one before, do you feel that those decision makers in Augusta had all of the information they needed to make a good decision to lead us to this point?
No, absolutely not.
And my second point is, do you think the voters will have access to that information and do their homework before they possibly consider this at the ballot box?
So we know, you know, the legislators up until the last point, I know I've said this before, on the Senate floor, the last vote, they were talking about the bill as, and it was bill sponsors, it was committee chairs that heard the bill. They were referring to this as a public school bill and talking about it, you know, like a junior high election, like, do you want free candy? It was like, do you believe in vaccination? Then you have to vote for this bill. And a bill is really about the text of the bill. It's about the specifics and what it does. And so our goal will definitely be over the next 5 months. We had over 800 volunteers that were out across the state. We had conversations with hundreds of thousands of Mainers. We will continue to do that and educate people on the reasons why this bill is bad. And, you know, in our minds, one of the top reasons is the pharmaceutical industry, Big Pharma. You know, we're all well aware we've been ravaged in this state by the opioid crisis. And this bill is being lobbied here in Maine heavily by Big Pharma, as it is in other states across the country, these government vaccine mandates. And why would we, you know, give power to the same industry that has ravaged our state and our children by the opioid crisis and sort of give them free rein to decide what we inject into our bodies? So we will be having those conversations across the state, you know, up until March, and hoping that we can do our best to educate voters. We certainly have an uphill battle. The media, as you've probably seen, is not always on our side on this issue. And so we will definitely be in the trenches having those conversations.
As it stands now, believe me, I don't have kids. I have grandchildren, but I don't ask too often. They need a certain number of shots to enter kindergarten, right? 4 or 5
yes.
Shots against diphtheria, tetanus, polio, what else? Pertussis has been one of the big ones.
Yep.
Then by the 7th grade, they have to have another, what's that, DTaP vaccination and then another vaccination. And then to enter the 12th grade. You're right. So it starts in the kindergarten and it goes up through. I looked at the vote back in the main house, which took place on May 21st. It was not unlike many votes we see in Augusta. It went 79 to 62 with 9 people for some reason not wanting to take a stance on it. It was 52% against 41%, but it did break down along party lines. Democrats, yep. 74, yes. Republicans voted no 7 times. Yes, 7 times. But the Republicans voted no 51 times. So this does take on somewhat of a political nature, doesn't it?
It does, and that's been very confusing to us and I think to the parties themselves. You know, there are certain issues like abortion that are clearly partisan issues generally. And vaccines, it's been very confusing. We were told in the beginning of the legislative session, even though certain legislators agreed with our point, that literally, quote, leadership is an impenetrable force on this issue. So it was something that the Democratic Party had decided. And, you know, we have many, 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 they refer to themselves as disgruntled Democrats in our group who just, you know, felt as though the party that stands for my body, my choice when it comes to abortion is now turning around literally in the next vote and saying, you know, the government is going to inject you against your will and you have no choice, or inject your child. So that was very confusing. And, you know, there were many legislators that did speak with us and say, you know, they didn't agree with the bill, but, you know, they were voting with their party. They were being pressured to vote with their party. So that's been very confusing. We don't find that with the voter base. There are many Democrats who oppose this bill. And we will be, as you know, on the March ballot, which will be the Democratic presidential primary, but there will also be opportunity for a Republican presidential primary.
Can you say that phrase once again, that and clarify that? Someone told you that, and I'm paraphrasing here, leadership was impenetrable on the issue. Was that what you said?
Yes. Yes.
Someone said that to you.
Impenetrable force. Yes. Someone in Democratic leadership said that to us.
Okay.
During the lobbying on the bill.
I guess you can be proud of someone for believing what they believe and standing for what they believe, but do you think there were actually open hearts and open minds? Were people holding their beliefs with an open hand on such a controversial issue when this moved through the halls of Augusta?
No, and Rick, I mean, this is why we took on the people's veto, because we believed, you know, we saw that there were legislators that were voting with their party rather than voting with their constituents. And this is what people don't like about politics, is that, you know, you vote to elect someone and they go to Augusta. And then if they're voting with the party rather than what their constituents are asking them to do, you're not really fairly represented. So there were certainly some, as George said, that stepped out of party lines and voted against this. There were a number of senators and a number of House members that we thanked greatly for doing that. But, you know, there was a lot of avoiding us in the halls, you know, walking into the room and voting with the party that was happening. And, you know, we're seeing this in these government vaccine mandates are happening in Democratic-controlled states across the country. In any states that are passing, this is where it's happening. So I don't know, you know, I'm not a political expert. I don't know why that is. I'm sure that Big Pharma has a lot to do with it.
Well, forgetting the argument one way or the other, and there are arguments on both sides. We presented both, and we probably will again. You talked about an uphill battle. Obviously, the Democratic primary may drag a lot of people in there. I'm not sure how much of a Republican presidential primary we're going to have here in Maine. But it takes money. The last time I saw your contributions, it looked like maybe you garnered about $176,000? Somewhere?
Yeah, about $160,000.
Okay. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of influx money coming the other way, but we often refer to money when we get to these things. You're going to have to raise a lot more money than you have?
Yes, we certainly are. We've had very generous donors that you may have seen recently being called out in the media. There's been a lot of censorship and attention. I'm new to campaigning, but I thought it was a good thing that we've raised money. And one of the papers ran an interactive list where you could search all of the donors that contributed to the anti-vaccine campaign, as they call it. And so we've seen some sort of outing and shaming of people that have donated to us, which, you know, that's been really frustrating. I think that's happened because we had a lot of medical professionals that have donated to us. And I think that's threatening because, you know, the fact that doctors, nurses, chiropractors would be standing up for their patients against government mandated vaccines. The story that's kind of told on the other side is that all of the medical system wants this bill. And that's not the case. So we do have really Herculean fundraising ahead of us, but we've had very generous donors, and we've actually seen an influx in donations, surprisingly, since a lot of that criticism in the press, you know, outing our donors.
Kara, we'll ask you to end by telling us where someone can go to find out more about the Veto 798 effort.
Yes. So if anyone is interested in donating or learning more, they can head over to our website. It's www.veto798maine.com to learn more.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.